TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Nikki with an article written by Heather about how a trio of talented, visually impaired and disabled people have made their mark on the world of arts recently. The first of our trio is Sian Healy from Cardiff, who is one of 25 artists commissioned by the charity Guide Dogs to create and decorate a guide dog sculpture. Sian's sculpture is based on her own guide dog, Yuri, and it is decorated with paintings of brightly coloured postcards. Her sculpture will form part of a free art trail in Canary Wharf, London, which runs from the 25th of March until the 17th of May 2024. Called Paws on the Wharf, the exhibition will feature 25 oversized guide dog sculptures to help raise funds to provide more guide dogs for visually impaired people. Visitors will be encouraged to follow the trail to discover all 25 dogs and will be able to bid for their favourite sculpture at an end-of-exhibition auction. Sian suffers from albinism that affects her sight, and she relies on her guide dog Yuri to help her remain independent. However, it turns out that the real-life Yuri isn't a fan of his new likeness, to the extent that Sian had to keep the sculpture under a cover to avoid upsetting Yuri while she was working on it. Meanwhile, in Glasgow, poet Nuala Watts has recently published a book of poems that explore visual impairment, disability, welfare reform, and disabled parenthood. The book, called The Department of Work and Pensions Assesses a Jade Fish, reflects Nuala's own experience of being partially sighted and living with cerebral palsy and epilepsy. She would like other disabled people to find themselves reflected in her poetry, because, as Nuala points out, portrayals of disability as part of a fulfilling life are very rare. Much more commonly, people focus on the problems. The book also covers topics unrelated to disability to recognise the fact that disabled people have lives that are not only defined by their medical conditions. Nuala told the Glasgow Times, "I couldn't find my life in poetry, so I put it in this book of poems. My collection features poems about visual impairment, wider disability, welfare reform, and disabled parenthood. This last theme is particularly important to me, as there are almost no portrayals of disabled parents in culture." Also in Scotland is artist Hannah Evans from Linlithgow, who at the age of 17 has already shown her paintings at 3 group exhibitions and 3 solo shows. She is also the youngest professional member of the Scottish Artist Union. Hannah is partially sighted and autistic, with learning and communication difficulties. Art has been part of her life since the age of 3, and she now paints in acrylic and watercolour, sculpts in plastic, sand and clay, and creates photographs and prints. Hannah's mum explains that because of her sight problems, Hannah sees colour and the world differently, and this adds a new dimension to her art. Mum Carol adds, "She never ceases to amaze me with what she produces."
TNF Soundings.